seen the Garden of Eden.
In his sinful flesh cannot comprehend the things of God.
interesting about this text is that after having opened the deaf mute man's ears and mouth, it states in the original Greek that the man then spoke. He spoke orthos. This Greek word finds its biggest understanding in the word orthodoxy. Orthodoxy, which means right teaching or right doctrine. And where right teaching or right doctrine have been given, there a right confession of faith will follow. Friends, in Christ Jesus, your old Adam, your old man, your sinful flesh, in all of its presumed righteousness, in all of its trust in itself, in all of its just leave me alone, I'm comfortable living in my sins, self-justifying existence. The last thing it wants to hear is that Jesus has been and continues to be just as invasive with your ears and tongue. How? Through the means of grace that rightly teach of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Through orthodox teachings that do not pervert the Word of God, such as those who bend it to the ways of culture or discount the very power of God at work in the sacraments, exalting instead man in the salvation of himself. God's Word rightly reveals Jesus as taking the whole punishment for the sins of the world upon himself. It rightly reveals that nothing else is needed for salvation. It rightly reveals the forgiveness of sins freely given in the waters of holy baptism, in the blessed words of holy absolution, and in with and under the bread and the wine of holy communion. God's law and gospel, when rightly proclaimed, continue to be at work rightly bringing about God-created repentance and belief. Only the redeeming work of Christ crucified opens the paths of communication that fell so many thousands of years ago. Only His body and blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins credits you as being holy and righteous before God by His doing. You cannot justify nor save yourself. Christ crucified is your justification. He is your righteousness. He is your salvation. The Lord turned you to His merits for you on the cross. For through His crucifixion is the death of your old man. Through His crucifixion is the new life of joy, comfort, and freedom. Now some may get caught up in the miracle of the deaf mute man having his hearing and speech returned to them, and rightly so, for people to pray.